After days of deliberation, U.S. President Joe Biden made the announcement Ukraine has long hoped for.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion.
According to the Pentagon, it'll take months, not weeks, to get the tanks to the battlefield. Biden says he made the decision after securing similar commitments from the leaders of France, the UK, and following Germany's decision Wednesday to send Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. Russian officials have already denounced this latest move as an escalation, something Biden was quick to counter.
Today's announcement builds on the hard work and commitment from countries around the world, led by the United States of America, to help Ukraine defend its sovereignty and its territorial integrity. That's what this is about, helping Ukraine defend and protect Ukrainian land. It is not an offensive threat to Russia.
The move marks a major policy reversal for Biden, overriding the advice of U.S. generals who resisted sending the maintenance-heavy machines. The Abrams have been in use for a half century, and Russia's aware of the tank's vulnerabilities. Since February, the U.S. has provided Ukraine with more than $27 billion in security assistance. The White House insists issues of training and logistics, including getting the jet fuel needed to operate the Abrams tanks to the battlefield, could be overcome through training.
It remains to be seen how well the Ukrainians will be able to absorb this hardware and use it. It might take at least quite a while before they can do it and before it has an impact on the battlefield.
Still, President Biden insists the addition of the Abrams tanks will make a strategic difference as Ukrainian forces ramp up to defend territory in expected spring counteroffensives. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, The White House.